This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Immigration probably runs a close second to the sequester as a topic of conversation in Washington nowadays. And in fact, there was some public back and forth on that topic this weekend about a White House plan to let undocumented immigrants become citizens within 8 years. The GOP pushed back, so the White House backed off. But for all the uncertainty that does still surround immigration, about 150,000 immigrants who were brought here illegally as children did get some security last year with a program called Deferred Action. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler profiles two of them.
Soy un buzo muy curioso.
At this dual-language kindergarten class in Los Angeles, substitute teacher Miguel Carvente instructs the kids in English and Spanish. In some ways, he's also teaching by example. He came to this country from Mexico when he was five. Carvente didn't even think about his legal status until he got older.
It sort of hit me when I realized that a lot of things were being closed to me because I lacked certain documentation.
After high school, he worked a variety of menial jobs, sewing clothes in a garment factory, stocking shelves in a liquor store, all paid under the table.
It paid way below minimum wage, and so that was sort of something you aspired to earn minimum wage.
He managed to put himself through UCLA and got a teaching credential, but then his career hit a roadblock.
The majority of my peers were applying for jobs and visiting schools. It's sort of disheartening to know that they're getting a job somewhere. I knew that I was just as qualified as they were.
Last fall, he got a break when the government granted him deferred action. So for the next 2 years, he won't face deportation and can work here legally. Now Carvente gets paid around $150 to teach for 4 hours.
When I first got my paycheck from the first few days here, I was very surprised at how much I received and how much a difference just having that work permit made in terms of your earning power.
Can I help you? I came to see Mr. Esparza.
Across town, 20-year-old Ariane Nava was equally thrilled to get her first check, $307.
It was just such a sense of relief that I no longer had to do it under the table, that it was no longer illegal for me to work.
She's a student at Los Angeles Trade Technical College. For the last 3 months, she's worked as a receptionist at the college, helping people who want to transfer to a four-year university.
Do you guys offer a scholarship?
We are offering two scholarships right now.
Before she got this job, she struggled to pay the tuition of $460 a semester. Remember, at that point, she was legally barred from working.
Before, it was just really, really difficult to even study for a test and know that I might not even get the actual grade because I didn't have the money to pay for that class.
Nava is grateful for the chance to join the ranks of the documented workforce, but she still worries about her parents, who live under constant threat of deportation. And her reprieve is only temporary.
It is only for 2 years. That's the scary part.
Surveying his kindergarten class, 28-year-old Miguel Carvente also wonders how long his good luck will last. The Deferred Action Program only covers people under the age of 31. The current rules allow people like him who have already qualified to apply for an extension, but nothing's written in stone.
So that's my biggest worry, that I'll be 31 and I'll suddenly be out of the program and sort of be stuck back where I started a few years ago.
Until then, he's in legal limbo. Along with more than 100,000 other young immigrants who've been granted deferred action, Carvente is unsure if his economic future will be bright or a return to the shadows. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.